Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Vaccinations ramp up, so do infections.
It's really a critical time right now.
At Derek Chauvin's murder trial,
more police officers testifying against one of their own.
Wastewater evacuation order lifted in Florida.
We have successfully controlled the release.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden is vowing to make COVID vaccines available to every adult in this country by April 19th. He's also promising enough shots for everyone by the end of May. 66-year-old Ed Brumbaugh of San Jose, California, has been eligible for months, but says he still can't find one.
By the time I get to that screen, it says, oh, we're not taking appointments. We're sold out, too. Every day for the last 2 months.
That's not the case everywhere. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
In some places, there are no lines at vaccine sites, and anyone can rush over and get a shot, like this man in Missouri.
It's like almost like a marketing issue. They just don't even know.
And in other places, state officials are discouraging those not yet eligible from showing up. But eager residents say the sites have more than enough doses.
It's not really line jumping, because anyone can come. So that's how I'm getting past any sort of moral quandaries I might have about it.
Vaccine sites say they're trying to follow state guidelines while not wasting precious doses.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. Even as he says all American adults should be eligible to sign up for vaccines in less than 2 weeks, President Biden says it's too soon to celebrate.
We aren't at the finish line.
Mr. Biden says the nation isn't even halfway there.
Cases are going back up.
And he says it's because too many people see the end in sight. Asked about those hesitant to take the vaccine, the president said Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is onto something when he says Republican men should get the shots.
And I'll add a phrase he didn't, but I think he believes. It's a patriotic responsibility.
Actor Morgan Freeman, who played the voice of God in the movie Bruce Almighty, has a new PSA he hopes will assuage fans' fears of getting vaccinated.
I'm told that for some reason people trust me. So here I am to say I trust science and I got the vaccine. If you trust me, you'll get the vaccine.
A new study ties the virus to serious side effects.
Of more than 500,000 American COVID patients, a third went on to develop or have a relapse of a psychological or neurological condition. Oxford University's Paul Harrison.
Amongst patients who needed to go into ICU, one in 14 were diagnosed with a stroke in the following 6 months.
His theory, stress may be implicated in the psychiatric conditions, while the actual virus, or our body's attempts to fight it, may be triggering the neurological damage. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
An LAPD expert will be back on the stand at Derek Chauvin's murder trial in Minneapolis today. CBS's Jamie Yukas is at the courthouse.
My opinion was that the force was excessive.
Los Angeles Police Sergeant Jody Steiger has trained nearly 3,000 police officers in use of force tactics.
They should have slowed down or stopped their forces.
Steiger's testimony followed more than half a dozen Minneapolis police officers, including Lieutenant Johnny Mercel, the department's own use of force instructor.
Is this an MPD-trained neck restraint?
No, sir.
Officer Nicole McKenzie, the medical coordinator for the Minneapolis Police Department, was asked about this moment.
I can't breathe.
You're doing fine. You're talking fine.
Just because they're speaking doesn't mean they're breathing adequately.
But the defense asked McKenzie if the crowd could have distracted Chauvin.
It's very difficult to focus on that patient while there's other things around you if you don't feel safe around you.
Jamie says the defense intends to question McKenzie about drug use as part of its case. There are now more than 19,000 unaccompanied children in custody at the U.S. border. Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez is in Guatemala City, where many more hope to make the dangerous journey.
As we traveled through the Guatemalan state of Alta Verapaz, we couldn't help but notice signs appearing to advertise smuggler services on the side of the road. People say it can cost tens of thousands of dollars, often borrowed. 19-year-old Francisco Cook made it all the way to Mexico City before he ran out of money to pay smugglers.
So you think you'll try again?
That's because, like many here in the town of Campur, poverty has been worsened by back-to-back hurricanes. But the U.S. government has put out radio messages warning people not to come.
Tehran confirms an attack on a cargo ship in the Red Sea, believed to be a base for intelligence gathering by Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard. Israel isn't commenting on Iranian state TV claims it staged the attack. It comes as world powers meet in Vienna to discuss the possibility of the U.S. rejoining the Iranian nuclear deal. Hundreds of Floridians can go back home after officials say crews diverted water from a leaky reservoir connected to an old phosphate fertilizer plant.
Manatee County, Florida Administrator Scott Hopes says engineers pumped hundreds of millions of gallons of water away from homes near the reservoir. Flood averted.
We believe that risk has been successfully mitigated.
But much of that polluted water has gone into Tampa Bay. State Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried says it's a disaster decades in the making.
We are really paying for the sins of our fathers. And when I say that, I mean our former elected officials who turned a blind eye to what's happening here.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
21 people were injured, including 16 firefighters, when flames tore through a New York City apartment building. 10-year-old Kayla Cardenas was home alone when the fire started.
I was like in panic. I didn't know who to call. I feel kind of nervous and sad because now we don't know where to go.
Officials say 240 people were displaced from 90 apartments. The San Francisco School Board has overturned a plan to rename dozens of schools that bear the name of historical leaders now deemed racist, like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. Parent Meredith Willa Dodson.
It's not okay that we're putting politics before children. Again and again, you see our school board focus on things that don't involve the best interests of our children.
Many argue name changes should be left up to individual schools. Arkansas is the first state in the country to ban gender-confirming hormones and surgery for transgender people under the age of 18 after the Republican-controlled House and Senate voted to override Governor Asa Hutchinson's veto.
I fully expected both the House and Senate to override the veto based upon the large majority that supported it.
The governor, also a Republican, opponents say they'll sue to block the ban before it takes effect this summer. A new government report finds rainstorms became much more erratic over the past 50 years and droughts much longer across most of the West as climate change warmed the planet. CBS's Jeff Berardelli with some specifics.
Now, in the desert Southwest, the average dry period between rainstorms grew from around 30 days in the 1970s to 45 days between storms now. That's a 50% increase in dry stretches. These longer droughts are also found across the Great Basin, Colorado, and even into the Great Plains.
A piece of Titanic history is up for auction in Boston.
Hello, Jack.
Senior wireless operator Jack Phillips, not the fictional Jack in the movie, wrote the postcard to his sister in 1912 with a glossy photo of the Titanic on the front the day it launched from Belfast. 5 weeks later, Phillips' body was found in a collapsible lifeboat after the Titanic sank. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, April 7th. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.